This is the Student Hour, student radio for the city of Portland. Join us as we hear from students across the Portland area and beyond. The Student Hour is powered by AM 1450 KBPS broadcasting students at Benson High School. Full episodes of the Student Hour are available on our website, kbps.am. For over 100 years, KBPS is the voice of the Portland Public Schools. The Student Hour is brought to you by Portland Radio Project, KBOO Community Radio, and KBPS. This is the Student Hour.
Hello, my name is Oscar.
And Ariana, and today we're going to be talking about our experiences in KBPS and why we chose radio broadcasting.
So Ariana, why did you choose this program?
I chose this program because of how interesting radio was going to be, and I chose this program because of how I was really interested in radio broadcasting, and you know, since we go to Benson, there was a lot of like construction, health talk, electric, manufacturing, and plenty of more, and what stood out to me was either, like, I believe design. I'm not really sure which class it is, but it's like design can help make the merch for Benson Polytechnic High School. But I was like, you know what? I'm gonna try something new. And I decided to join radio, and I really enjoyed it. I learned how to do things that actually helps me out in life. And something that I'm glad that I chose this is because since I'm really bad at like talking, it helps me a lot with my communication and not being so shy. And so that has helped me as well. Oscar, why did you choose this program?
I mean, from the beginning of just trying out different programs freshman year, going through different programs throughout the year. Freshman year, I saw and did work on, you know, construction. I also did welding, digital media. I did coding and stuff. And none of that just stuck out to me. I did like working on the computer, but I did radio, and literally all I had to do was just get comfortable with my voice. I think this was sophomore year during COVID as well. So it was like online. So I didn't have to be in the same studio as other students. I didn't have to do nothing. I just had to record my own voice and turn into work. But Mr. Naganuma was a great teacher. Every day I'll get on excited to learn about different mics, just different things that as a KBPS student you need to know, right? The basic. Then I chose my major. Jacob was the new teacher as well. We had a great relationship with him. Such a nice and confident and well-rounded teacher overall, and his leadership has been like great overall as well. Now his second year here, I feel like he's still testing out the waters with different like assignments and different daily work and daily activity, and he just is the best, you know, teacher that he actually, you can tell that he cares. You can tell that he wants you to put in the work. He always tries to support you with different like awards and tries to best like include everybody in the workspace. I really enjoy it.
Talking about our new teacher, how was your transition to a new teacher like, Oscar?
They are two different people, and I don't know how Jacob was going to be like. I first got into the class and I just felt welcomed, and having announced that Mr. Naganuma was going to retire, the teacher that I was hoping that I was going to be teaching me, and as well, Mr. Naganuma taught my brother's friend that was in radio as well, radio broadcasting in 2012. I was hoping that maybe like I would have the same lessons and a bunch of things that Mr. Naganuma was going to give to me as he did to his previous KBPS students. But I mean, it's always nice to have a good transition to a different teacher as well, because like I said, that's a fresh new start with Jacob. We just built our relationship from the ground up, and having that good relationship as well is that he also motivates me to do more work and tells me I'm doing a good job and stuff. And I really like the way that nothing too difficult happened, you know, like I didn't have to deal with getting taught the wrong things. I knew what Jacob was trying to do and trying to teach me. And it was Jacob basically just refreshed my mind as well, how Mr. Naganuma taught. So, I mean, it was a pretty smooth transition. What about you, Ariana?
No, yeah, the same how you had said, it was like, it was a difficult transition just because, like, you know, I'm not really much open. And I feel like this year I'm more open than I was last year. It was a little bit difficult. Like I said, it's just trying to get a new teacher And well, I mean, at the end of the day, it's like was teaching us stuff, and I really liked how like he would like do hands-on and trying for us to like actually know about radio and like how mics work and like on air and different things on air as well. But yeah, so Oscar, what did you like most about KBPS?
Just like the community and all the opportunities he gives us an opportunity on PRPs and stuff, and gives us sponsors and does like, you know, a little parties here and there for special events like Halloween, and what was the other one that he did? Christmas, right? Christmas parties and like stuff like that. Just gives us treats and get us hyped up for spring break. It's just the whole community here. It's just, I enjoy spending time with KBPS students and the teachers as well as Jacob. Like I said, like, he's a big part of this, you know, community in the classroom. You know, just being comfortable is the best feeling that I can have in this class. What about you, Ariana?
So yeah, what I liked about KBPS was like all the assignments and all the classes and all of like the fun work we are able to do. Like, for example, the on-airs, and something that was added this year was the PRP. Oscar, would you like to give a little bit of a background on what a PRP is?
So the background of this PRP, or the, like, you know, how it started, is Jacob got contacted with the people that work on PRP, like the radio, Portland radio program, right? And he told us that we have like an opportunity to show what we want to do, or like just basically just experiment what we want to do on air. And they play every like hour, and it's like a weekly thing too, is that we have all week to work, you know, Monday through Friday, to work on our PRP and edit it and do our best to like provide, you know, content for that program. And that way it plays Saturday or Sunday in the morning, and you know, we get to hear our voices on the radio, which is pretty exciting. But Jacob just basically just had that. He gave us this opportunity where we can just, you know, we want to do and say what we want to say and bring the program better to understand how us teenagers want to talk about and what topic is like, if we're able to talk about like news or, you know, things that us teenagers care about. And yeah, just having that voice out there is really exciting. What do you like about PRPs?
What I liked about PRPs was that we were able to give out information or news to not just people who are listening to KBPS AM 1450, but we were also able to give out information to who are listening to the PRPs in the Portland Radio Project. And those went out every Saturday morning. And it was fun because, like, you know, like, it's not just adults who are giving you that feedback. It's students who are giving you that information that, oh, you know what, like, for an example, let's just say, like, Drake, like, you know, and you're, like, a big fan of Drake. You're not really on social media. And then, like, for example, a student could have had said, oh, you know what, Drake is coming. And that's how you, like, hear it from, like, not just someone who's older, but someone who's younger. So that's just an example. And here are some examples that me and Oscar have done.
Hello, this is Ariana.
Oscar.
From KBPS on PRP. So Oscar, can you talk about the new shoes that came out recently?
Yeah, the new Travis Scott Olives. They're really good shoes. They're women's though, so that's one thing. But I mean, I don't think it matters if it's women's or men's. I think everyone's gonna start wearing the Travis Scotts, or either reselling them and putting them up for like $1,000. But I mean, it's a really hard shoe to get, and a really like expensive shoe to get as well. So I mean, the colorway is pretty cool. I just don't really like the way that resellers are just getting the shoe just to resell them for their own profit and not even wearing the shoes. And so I know there's gonna be a couple back doors too that's gonna go on. So I mean, it's cool. It's a good design, but it's a pain that resellers are gonna just ruin the shoe. What about you, Ariana? What do you think about the shoe?
I really like the color of the shoes. I really liked how they're like a little bit of black, white, and like dark kind of green. So it's kind of like, it's really good colors that the shoe has. And it sucks that people, how you had also mentioned, how people are gonna resell them for so much more when people are really trying to get them to actually wear them. But I feel like it's gonna be the same thing that happened with the Jordan 1 Retros, Travis Scott's. But hopefully people actually realize that people actually want the shoes and not just to resell them. I feel like this happens with a lot of the shoes that are exclusive What do you think?
Like the, what other ones? There was like the Chicago's too. They're pretty expensive. Same with the UNC's and just a bunch of like cool colorways that either the sneakerheads like hype it up so much. So that means the more hype, the more expensive it's going to be, right? Because everyone wants them. It's like a whole, like, not trend, but more of like a culture like, oh, these shoes are so fire, we should mark it up even higher, like the value goes higher. And there's also some shoes that have really good colorways, and some sneakerheads are like, oh, those are bricks, or considered as bricks, which means like, oh, those shoes, they're making so many of those shoes that everyone's going to have them, and they're bricks, right? They're not really good for resale, and that's all the sneakerheads care about, is just resale. It's making a profit.
And it really sucks because a lot of the time people will go and stay in line, and right now it's too hot because we have been having rainy days. It's hot. We're only about like 60, 70 degrees, and people have to wait in line. And it sucks because those people who don't be waiting in line, we'll get them, and then it's like, oh, I'm gonna just resell them.
Yeah, the back doors, right? Just people that pay extra to get the shoes early and really just finesse everyone that really wants them.
Yeah, it sucks, but
I mean, maybe one day that'll change, but I mean, I don't really see like anything change for the last like couple years with just reselling. But I mean, I'm glad that, you know, people also get entered into raffles. That means that they have a chance to get the shoe that they want, right?
Yep.
So, I don't know. What's one of your favorite shoes that you like, Ariana?
Well, I'm not really much of a shoe person. Like, if you get me shoes, like, I'll wear them. I'm not really much. I have some Jordans. I don't wear them. But I low-key wish I was into shoes because it's kind of the same thing with, like, cars or, like, you know, you really want them and you want to stack on stack. You know, we both know a teacher who has a lot of shoes. He'll resell. And, like, people have passion for those shoes. And some people, you know, aren't really much of a sneakerhead, kind of. But I'm just mainly into more of Vans.
Casual kind of shoes.
Yeah, more casual kind of shoes. What about you?
I mean, I've always, my first ever pair of Jordan, my first ever pair of Jordans were the Jordan 1s. I like the whole feel of it. Different colorways that are good and bad, but you can always like never go wrong with the Jordan 1s. I have such a deep connection with them because they're like my first ever Jordans that I ever gotten as a gift. And now I recently just been wearing the Chicago Lost and Founds, and those are like my holy grails that I've like one of my favorite shoes I've gotten. I'm glad that we shared some sneaker things. So, I mean, there hasn't been really any shoe news or anything. So I'm glad that we talked about this and that hopefully one of y'all get the Travis Scott Olives. Maybe, I don't know. Make sure to rock them though. Or if you want to resell them, go ahead. But I mean, I would wear them. But this has been
Ariana
and Oscar
on KBPS on PRP.
Hey, this is Oscar
and Ariana live from AM 1450.
If you guys are planning to go to the Oregon Zoo on February 18th through the 24th, every entry will be $12 instead of the normal admission of $24.
And it is a very good deal because on Monday, a lot of us won't have school or work, so it could be a good opportunity to take your loved ones to the zoo.
Yeah, I can't wait to go see the penguins and the lions and the monkeys. What about you? What are you excited to see, Ariana?
I want to go see the elephants because last time I went one time and they were outside, but then the second time they were not inside or outside. So hopefully I can be able to see them.
Yep. And you got through February 18th to the 24th to go see animals or your favorite animals.
And it's only $12 instead of paying $24. So it's a good deal.
This has been Oscar
and Ariana live from AM 1450.
Hey, this is Oscar
and Ariana live from KBPS AM 1450. Yesterday, Kyrie Irving got traded to the Dallas Mavericks.
Dallas Mavericks traded Spencer Dinwiddie and Dorian Finney-Smith and an unprotected 2029 first-round pick and a second-round picks in 2027. And in return, the Nets traded Kyrie Irving and Markieff Morris. What do you think about this trade, Ariana?
I think it's an okay trade, but I'm interested on what Kevin Durant's plans are. Is he going to stay or ask for a trade? We don't know. How do you feel about the trade, Oscar?
Hey, Kyrie and Luka, I mean, they both can be in trouble. They both can be really good offensively, but I don't know about defense. I mean, anything can happen, but I mean, I want to see how far this Mavs team goes, because I see a lot of things in social media where people said the Mavs can make it to the finals, which I don't know if that's true, but I mean, with the talent of Luka and Kyrie, I mean, time will tell for the Mavs team. This has been Oscar.
And Ariana on KBPS signing off.
Hey, this is Oscar.
And Ariana live from KBPS AM 1450. So, Oscar, how did you like the All-Star weekend?
I mean, I loved it. Just watching amazing athletes play and participate in like a dunk contest and the three-point contest and the All-Star game too. My favorite part was the dunk contest with Mac McClung. Just having the coldest dunk, jumping over two people, hitting the backboard, and then hitting the shot or the dunk. Oh my God. I mean, I've seen other dunks, but having that moment and seeing that was like the coldest dunk I've ever seen right now or previous. Because the last dunk contest was pretty mid, but I feel like Mac carried. He carried hard.
I like the three-point contest because Damian Lillard won, a Portland Trailblazer. He also had a Weber State jersey while participating in the three-point contest.
I also enjoyed watching Kyrie Irving play with his custom shoes as well. He had like a native-inspired shoe. He had like different, I think like two other shoes too that was custom made to blur out the Nike symbol or the Nike logo because he's no longer with Nike. But I mean, I'm liking what Kyrie's doing. He had like 36 points. And I mean, just watching him play and watching him be with Luka and LeBron, it was all around just a really fun game. This has been Oscar.
And Ariana live from KBPS AM 1450.
I've been listening to those KBPS PRPs really brought back memories where you can like see where it started and where it ended, you know, just having these different news stories throughout the years kind of makes you like think back and really like, we're like, oh my God, so much has happened in this year, and like so many exciting things, like concerts and different, you know, news and good and bad, you know, good and bad media kind of mixed together. Think about all those things, and that last year too. Imagine we had PRP last year. That would have been like also really good because we could just look back and see what this world's been all about. You know, exciting sneaker drops, exciting concerts, exciting, you know, all these other things are lit. You know what I mean? They're good.
And we can also look back on how, like, we used to talk. Like, some things could have changed. Some things could be the same. We could improve on what we need to improve. That's also something that, like, you know, that's why we have PRP, so we can learn more.
Yeah, and also talking on the mic kind of can help you with your, you know, being nervous on talking or not comfortable listening to your own voice and playing it back. I mean, I've learned that skill coming in to radio because I used to do songs and I used to record tracks and I would always have to play back and it was really awkward at first, but now listening to my voice over and over and over, it became so normal to me that I just like, if I mess up one time or I hear my voice or I listen to my recording, I can go back and edit it or maybe like redo it and listen to my voice. You know, it's nothing really bad to be uncomfortable with it, but not anymore. How comfortable were you coming in knowing that you're gonna have to hear your own voice in a recording?
I was more negative towards like other people hearing my voice because like how I had mentioned before, I'm very like a shy person. So I wasn't really like, oh no, like Jacob's gonna like put my voice out there. And it's like, you know, I'm okay with it now because it's like, it's something that you have to do and it's something that's like everyone's gonna do at some point. But Oscar, what did you think we were gonna learn in radio when you first came in junior year?
Junior year, that was like the start of radio, but what really got me, like I said in the beginning with Mr. Naganuma and Zoom class, it was just textbook things like, you know, what kind of mic you need to use and stuff. I know how to record my voice, but I didn't really know that Jacob would put our voice out there in the radio still. With Mr. Naganuma, it was just assignments. It wasn't like nothing big or major, but Jacob changed that to me. And he told me that he's gonna put my voice out there and we're gonna have to talk on radio. And I was kind of nervous at the start, but like, I didn't think people would listen. I don't think people would like care, but we had some calls back too of like, I think an old lady called back saying that she liked what we played in the radio, and I think other shout outs too on the radio that we did. And you know, having that like feedback of like people are actually listening to us, it was like a great feeling and a great experience that, you know, you can't get there nowhere. You can't get that nowhere else unless, you know, you're on media and like you're commenting about, you know, a certain video or something. But this is live, actual people like listening to you live and listening to you talk and chat on radio. How do you feel that people are listening to you on the air, even though that, do you think that they're not listening? Do you think people were there, or maybe like two or three or a few hundred? What about that?
I feel like I know that people are listening, and that's what like causes me to get anxiety, even if like I'm behind a microphone. But it's like just knowing that if you mess up by any chance, or if you do something that you weren't supposed to, sometimes people like are able to like just push it aside and start over. But it's like, for me, it's like, damn, I messed up. Or it's like, damn, people are gonna notice I messed up. Or anything that like happens, it's like, oh, I need to focus more on like doing this or doing that and making sure that people don't notice that I've messed up. But it's very much like more terrifying, I guess you could say, that like knowing that someone is listening to you. But it's always all different. Like, you know, some people are more outgoing than others, and like, okay, you know what, let me start more talking about this situation. And it's like others might be like, oh, I'm just gonna say what I gotta say, and then it's like I'm done, you know. How do you think this school year has gone for you?
The school year has gone pretty smoothly. KBPS senior as well. Jacob, I think he prioritizes more and wants us to have fun and complete our stuff, and kind of pushes us to do our graduation requirements, trying to, you know, put that up there to, because he wants to see us graduate. He wants to see us succeed. And he's like our little reminder, you know, just doing our graduation requirements sooner, so that way we have more time to do radio stuff and do our own thing. But I mean, he's just been putting us on a pedestal as seniors, and I really respect that of him. One thing that I really like and enjoy too is that he has our own spot with, we can have time to do our own thing. He knows that we're responsible. He knows that we're, you know, capable of doing work. I don't know. Yeah, this school year has been really smoothly with him also just having my back and stuff, providing, you know, help and a good area that we can just, you know, do our own thing. We got instruments as well. We have, you know, softwares that we can use and have our own benefits too, that we can just record our own thing, you know. He's not as strict as well, which means that you can have more time and more free things to do, you know, just having your own projects that you can record here.
I also feel like not just like more free, as in like I would use that word, but I would just say like you're more like getting the hang of it. Like, okay, you know what, it's Monday, I gotta do a PRP, so then Tuesday, Thursday, so then like Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, I'm able to actually go and do like tests, or if I don't have anything to do for radio, I can go do other work. And it's not just like free time, you know, like sometimes, yeah, we goof around, but it's like we know what we're doing, and we know that like what we got to do is already done, you know. So it's like how I said, I wouldn't really use free time. I would just say it's more like, okay, you know what, I got to do this, and then I'm going to do this, and I got to do this, you know. So Oscar, what was your favorite like moments in KBPS?
Definitely just the karaoke and stuff that Jacob does for us. We met this other student named Oscar Krimen. You know, he was kind of a bot at singing, but I was the best. I was like Travis Scott, and he was like Drake, but not really talking, you know? Travis Scott on top.
My mic was off.
Oscar sucks. No, I'm playing. But I mean, having karaoke, pizza parties, what else? Christmas parties, Halloween parties. Like I said, those are the best. Even though we still got to do work, I still enjoy the whole parties and stuff that Jacob throws. What about you, Ariana?
I really liked how you had said about like the karaoke's. Like, I would say that too. Like just recently today, he was showing us what prom would look like, and like, you know, as seniors, we're able to go to prom. And this year too is that we're gonna go bowling as well. Sometimes Jacob give us snacks, sometimes, you know, like Jacob will be like, oh, you know what, we don't gotta do this, let's do this, or let's not do this today and let's go party out. Little small things, but I really enjoyed it.
So Ariana, a really interesting topic that I want to talk about is, how do you feel going up 3 flights of stairs, or even 2, coming up to this class? It's tiring, I don't like it, but yet I still enjoy that I still get to go to class with Jacob and radio. Would you think that the class should have been, you know, at maybe B? Yeah, what do you think?
To be honest, at the old Benson, we were at the very, very, very back.
I mean, I'd rather walk like a few like steps, like just, you know, straight walking instead of going up the stairs. Old Benson, I feel like I enjoyed that too. They had the little like little sign. I think I saw, yeah, it was like a little sign like that played little, like,
yeah.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. That was, I didn't know what was behind those doors. I wish I saw the classroom, but you know, COVID hit. What about you, Rihanna? What were you going to say?
Oh, I was going to say like how I had mentioned in the beginning of this recording was that like we were all the way at the very, very back where like the parking lot was. I feel like, yes, it's better to be at the back, but then it's like we're going to be late, you know, like, okay, the bell rings. I still have to walk all the way back. And if it's raining, like no one wants to walk in the rain. But yeah, like I prefer better the stairs than like straight walking because it's outdoors, you know.
Oh, really? Okay, okay. I mean, disagree on that. I'm just, you know, every time we both walk up the stairs, I hear you, just dying. You know, I'm him, so I don't get it. I'm not dying. I'm just chilling there.
Yeah, but like, would you prefer walking straight outside? Yes. I don't understand if it's like, if it's sunny, you know, but if it's rainy or snowy and it's cold, you have to walk all the way back. And here you can just walk inside the building. Maybe like they could change it before, like how you had mentioned, but
I mean the signal might go bad maybe. If we're in radio, we gotta have like a high signal, right? For us to get all like the information and, you know, stuff like that. I mean, it's like a satellite basically.
Yeah.
But I mean, we're still like getting the radio done from the old Benson building, the antenna, right? We're just getting that, we're receiving it, and then we're just playing a song and then it goes to the radio station over there at Benson and then it plays it on air. But I mean, I don't know, I feel that we should just lower maybe one stairs because I don't like going up and down every class. But
that's true. But talking about the old Benson, which Benson do you prefer of like the room, this room or the old Benson?
I never was in the old Benson. I'm only in this one.
I kind of like the other one because the other one was more like
Pictures of it, yeah.
Yeah, but it was kind of like more like spacious. I mean, we still have space here, but I feel like the other one, it's like, okay, you have this room.
More
you have
professional.
This room. Yeah.
Yeah, I do agree with that. It had the little on-air little symbol at the top and stuff. I saw some pictures, but I don't know. I feel like over there, yeah, just more professional. Here's kind of like wonky, but we still get the work done. We still get the job done.
I mean, we still have the equipment we need. It's just...
Oh, yeah, for sure, for sure.
Yeah.
So, Oscar, what do you think about the future of KBPS?
I feel like the future of KBPS will be kind of, you know, it's going to be all right with the new setup and everything, the new broadcasting, you know, equipment as well. And even if we get more funded, which I feel like we should get more funded because it's a really, like, awesome and... like really like once in a lifetime opportunity to be a radio broadcaster, and I don't see a lot of schools doing that. And you know, Benson also has like the longest running radio, you know, show that we have, being the 100th anniversary as well. I want to see more people, like, you know, taking radio seriously and having that confidence that they can use and or gain from taking this program, like you did, right? You were quiet, you were shy at first, and then you started like being more comfortable and, you know, showing out more. But yeah, Ariana, do you think that we should be more funded, or what your opinion on that?
I feel like we should be more funded. We're the only school that actually has this program. Maybe like outside of the public school, maybe outside of like Portland, or outside of Portland, they might have this program, but the only school that I've ever seen was like a college that had this program. So I feel like we should be funded, and like, you know, we deserve it. We deserve a studio. We deserve, like, when you can have multiple mics. Like, you don't have to just have two mics. You can have five, six. You can have a whole podcast during the summer, and I feel like we should be funded.
And back to your other question. What was the other question, Ariana?
What do you think about the future of KBPS?
Yeah, that too. I mean, like I said, with more equipment that we're going to get, and amazing, like, new Benson leaders and having Jacob, you know, take role and have, like, he knows how to deal with things like that. He knows how to spread out the jobs and the leaders and then the people that work. And, you know, like the talent show, you know, that was a good thing as well. And different events that he hosted as well. He knows what to do. He knows how to organize stuff. He knows how to send people what to do. And like, you know, stuff like that is just awesome of him as well. And I think that radio, the future of radio can be, you know, something else and maybe might grow into, you know, something bigger.
Yeah, like for this year, he's going to be hosting at our prom. You don't know any other school that has their own teacher be at their prom for DJ. Like,
yeah, that you know man, I mean? Does everything, you know. He's going to be there for proms. He's going to be there for the other events. And speaking of other events, Ariana, what about the tech show? What did you think about it, though? The 100th anniversary of the tech show. Coming back, too, since we were freshmen. That was the last time we were getting prepared before the pandemic hit. But, I mean, first tech show of our whole 4 years of being at Benson. How do you feel?
I feel very happy that we hit 100 year of KBPS. And I wish Jacob would have been there to experience it. But, you know, things happen, and I'm so happy of how everyone worked and how Mr. Naganuma jumped in. And even if he was the sub, he still knows what we're doing. He still knows how to work it. And, you know, like me, I was being a merchandise helper, and everything was going good. First night was done. We were like, damn, imagine how much we have to do this again tomorrow. And not just some people did it again, but they worked a double shift. And, you know, I really wish that the tech show was at the Benson originally. But since it's getting remodeled, it was kind of like, okay, you know what, we can do it somewhere else. But I liked how they put everything, like, by the classes. Like, it was radio, and then you turn the corner, health oc. And then you keep going straight, dentist. And then you keep going straight, and it's, like, merch, and then, like, they're selling, like, chai tea. I really liked it, though. What about you?
I mean, yeah, coming back from, you know, all this craziness from COVID, just watching the whole community of Benson and, like, Benson alums as well, like, people that went to Benson went to the tech show. And, you know, it's a good opportunity to just sell things like we did, right? We sold hoodies. We sold windbreakers, yep. We sold mugs, mm-hmm. We sold, what else, stickers. Just like
there was buttons.
Exactly, Ariana. And that we don't just profit like that. We keep the money. No, that money is for us. That money that, you know, people that are buying stuff from us, they're paying for our equipment. They're paying for, you know, to help us, basically. And that was a really good opportunity for them to help the community, giving back, and us also giving back. And it's a really good trade-off. You know, you get a rep, you know, KBPS. And, you know, to do it better with 100 years, that's something special, too. But, yeah, having my friends there, like Matthew. Shout out Matthew. Shout out Redding as well. Who else was there?
There was more, like, there's Vinny, I saw Fran, she was actually at the chai tea, and
community or Asian club thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
There was also a junior, I don't remember his name, but he was there, and I think he stayed there till the night ended as well, but also I saw Malaya. Try and get people to buy the merch.
Promote the merch.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, I mean, I don't know. I really enjoyed it. You know, it kind of gave me flashbacks of my old job. working at Chic at Lloyd Center. You know, us getting shipments, and I have to get the shipments and unbox the boxes, get the shoes out, put them there. I wanted to rob some, but Jacob, I know you listen to this, but don't tell my manager. But I wanted to rob some, but I did rob some stickers. But I mean, if I did steal a pair of shoes, I'll get them for you, Jacob. Don't worry, I got you a pair. But it got me a flashback of my old job where I unpacked clothing. I had to see the list as well as what do we do the pre-orders, right? I kind of had it. Mm-hmm.
There was people who would pre-order it and be like, hey, you know what, I want this, but I want it by this day. And, you know, like, if you wanted to switch something, you could switch it. And, like, they were just in little baggies, and, like, people would get, like, shirts, buttons, like, car stickers, like, everything you can name of.
Yeah, that also gave me a flashback because with my old job, I had to ship out the things that didn't sell. So what I did is I would go around the store, pick out the clothing, put it in the box, make sure I print everything, I got everything ready, and I had to do like a little SKU code and scan it and make sure it's the right item, and then tape it up, put a piece of paper like in, like what's in it and one that's outside of the box, tape it up, get ready mm-hmm. to send it, you know. But I mean, I got used to that, and you know, I also did see Redding there. We saw Redding. He was already working, but we got there a little early just to be with him and talk with him and hang out before our shift started. But yeah, I mean, it wasn't too much either. It wasn't like something crazy where we were rushing things and like getting things. No, it was pretty calm.
It was a pretty chill first day. Like we went, how you said, we went early, and we went to Mr. Naganuma. And we were like, hey, you know, we're here, we're early. We're just going to go see some people, and then we're going to come back exactly at 7:30. And Redding was there, and he was telling us, hey, you know what, like, if people want this, there was a booklet, and it's like, there was, like, buttons, so many different colors, shirts, so many different colors, like, it was crazy, but it's like, I was so glad that we went early because of that, like, we got a chance to see how it is behind the door. Like, okay, they want this. We go and get it. We give it to them. Put it in a little baggie. Make it all cute and everything. So I'm really glad we went early.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, the thing what works with us too is, you know, we pick the night shift or the end of the shift basically. So just like, to see how everything just goes down, you know, just to see how many people there still is. And it was pretty packed still at the end of the day as well. You know, us going into the building, the school, there was a taco truck, right? We saw a taco truck also.
Yeah, there was a taco truck. There was boba. Like, I don't know if you've ever been to Cartlandia, but there's like this red truck and right in the middle, and they sell boba. They sell chocolate covered bananas. They sell, like, fruit. They sell everything, basically. And there was the taco truck and the boba truck in the front. And you would see a lot of people having boba walking around. There were so many adults, so many people who went to the Benson that, like, are supporting us.
Yeah, we just walked in. We saw, you know, some people still there. And I was trying to get around and trying to go up the radio room, but it was already too packed. There's people on the side. There's cotton candy, I think, too. And yeah, it was chaotic going in and trying to find our way to the KBPS studio where we'll have all the merch and stuff. And I mean, after that, we just chilled inside, you know. But I mean, overall, I'll give it a rating of like maybe 8. And that's just because like, it was pretty boring in the beginning, or like pretty mid where like I was working. I want to say 10 out of 10 if I was like working my butt off, but I mean, I wanted to be more of, I felt like I was being less than a help, you know. I wanted to become more of a help than anything, but I mean, that's just me though, because, you know, I'm not getting paid, but I mean, I'm helping out, you know, KBPS, and I enjoy that. I want to help them. I want to help KBPS. I want us to have better equipment and stuff, but yeah, I mean, that's why I worked, and I wanted to volunteer as well. It was a pretty exciting moment and a really good experience. I mean, 100 years, that's the anniversary. Like, you know, I feel bad, Jacob, that you didn't come. I really wanted you to come, Jacob, but you know,
I mean, did you hear what he said that he was gonna do? He was gonna put like a hood on or something like that so he could show up and be there. And it's like, it sucks because a lot of the other students were like, damn, Jacob's gonna miss the year. Like, he was so hyped about it. He was like partying because of the 100th year. He had balloons, he had streamers, lights, Like, who would do that? Like, the only person I would know who would do that is Jacob.
Yep. I mean, Jacob, you know, everything. I don't know. You should have just snuck in. I'm not gonna lie. You should have snuck in, got a little mustache, you know, disguise. You know, the little the glasses and the mustache, you get that. But I mean, it was exciting. It was a good event that happened. What would you rate it, Ariana?
Low key, the first night, I'm gonna say a 9 out of 10.
Whoa, why a 9?
It was so fun. A 9, because it was so crazy. Like, it was so hot, and like, you know, we were wearing merch, right? We were wearing the black with gold logos, and it was so hot, and you know, we got to represent radio broadcasting. It was just so hot. I think that's the only reason why I would give it a 9 out of 10.
Okay. Concludes our radio, you know, tech show. Did we do anything? I think we just stayed, right? We couldn't really do anything and explore, like, you know, have fun. Or not have fun, but, like, we couldn't really, like, visit other, you know, stations. But I think you did see Giovanna, though, right?
Yeah, I did see her.
At the Health Talk thing? What was there? Do you know?
They were showing how to take blood pressure, I believe that it was. I'm not quite sure. It was either that or they were taking your blood pressure to show you how it worked. I know that there was different ones, like how like some people were showing them how we use the mannequins and how like Health Talk is in general. Like,
okay.
They were showing how to probably do the skill checks.
Well, Ariana, that's nice. I mean, having friends as well as different stations is pretty exciting as well. You get to know them. Maybe they hook you up with something, you know, for the free. Jacob, don't worry. I didn't give anyone anything. Don't worry, Jacob. But I'm just saying, you know, for me, they better give me some, you know, something out of their booth. But, yeah, I think that's all we have to say for tech show, right?
Yep. What do you think about Summer Sound? Let's talk about that.
Ooh, Summer Sound. I mean, it's pretty, it's all right. I mean, I wanted to do it. I mean, we still can, but I don't think I'll be able to because of, I might be in a basketball league for summer. Who knows yet, but I got to make sure I'm cleared for that. I got to make sure I'm nice and handsome before I go into the court. Get myself new shoes, maybe, practice. And I know my short butt is going to be dunking by the end of the summer, so, I mean, hopefully I'm there. But, I mean, Summer Sound, that, I think Jacob announced it last year as well, right?
Yeah, he was doing it during the summer, and you actually get paid minimum wage. And you just do everything. You help do liners. You help do live promos. You're on air. Like, what else?
I think you also, like, yeah, you have to be there early. It's, like, basically just, like, a summer job. But, I mean, I would, you know, it's for people that take it seriously as well. You can't be late, you know. You know, it's radio. Of course you can't be late. You got to be there early. You know, it's like the news, basically. And I'm not really a morning person. I would take like a shift maybe at night, but a morning, no, that is not me. I will never become a morning person. If I want to work, maybe daytime, but you know, late at night would be better for me, because that way I have time, you know, in the morning to do things, and then at night it's like I do work and then go to sleep fast, like after. Because I think, yeah, that was my job as well, is I would go in there for 11 a.m. which is pretty late, kind of like mid-afternoon-ish, and then I get off at 7, so, you know, I would go home, change, shower, and then go to sleep. It's like that. I mean, I will be like 8 p.m. when I reach, you know, my house, take a shower, which is like 30 minutes or 20 minutes, so it's like 8:20 or 8:10, get dressed and then, you know, brush my teeth and, you know, put on my little tidy whiteies and my, you know, pajama pants and just go to sleep, you know, just go to sleep, wake up, you know, have breakfast like early in the morning, like maybe 9 a.m. That's a lie, Jacob. I don't get, you know, I don't like 9 a.m. I like 10 a.m. I wake up at 10 a.m., get ready, go to work, and, you know, it's just that. It's just simple, you know, afternoon, and then bad.
Yeah.
You know, it's bad nighttime. But, yeah, Ariana, what do you think? Do you think that you would have worked for SummerSun?
I feel like I would, and I would actually take morning shift, because what are you going to do in the morning?
Exactly, right?
Nothing. You're just going to wake up. Okay, clean the house. Yeah, you know, clean the house. We'll get groceries. But I feel like I'd rather take the morning shift than the night shift or the afternoon shift.
Oh, okay.
In the afternoon, you can go out. You can have fun. You can be with your family. And it's like, for me, my parents are always working before 5. So it's like, I would be back before 5. So I would take morning shift, but low-key, I was going to do Summer Sound. I don't remember her name, but the lady who does the interviews, she had told me that I should apply for Summer Sound. She did convince me to apply, but when I realized that Summer Sound was going to start the interviews, I was like, damn. And I think it was last Friday as well. And I was like, damn, I'm too late for it. And I'm just like, you know what, like, it's fine, you know? Maybe he will do something for the people who graduated from Benson, like a small little other Summer Sound program.
No, I think he can. Like, can. I think he said, yeah, you can do it as a senior, like your last summer for a senior. Because I think some seniors got interviewed as well, Ariana. I mean, we can ask Jacob. Maybe he'll know. Jacob, if you listen to this as well, make sure you got a spot for Ariana, because maybe she wants to take it or not. But, I mean, it's up to her. But maybe you can help her out. I don't know.
I probably think it's too late. But if not, it's okay. It'll be Jacob. It's okay. But, because, you know me, I'm trying to get a job too. And I'm like, hey, you know what? It's Summer Sound. I might as well just take it. But it's okay. But there were some students who are seniors that are doing Summer Sound again during this year.
I mean, I would take it, but at the same time, like I said, with the basketball thing and whatever. But I mean, it's our last. You know, we can pretend that we're still more seniors after graduation. You know, we can go back to Summer Sound and act like, you know, seniors, even though we graduated. I mean, I feel it would be our last goodbye to KBPS. Like, I feel like we should go out with a bang like that. I mean, we both can work together and stuff. I mean, minimum wage as well. And we already are familiar with most things. Like, we know how to do PRPs. We know how to, like, spread the news. We know how to do the weather. We know, like, when, you know, how things work, how to do a talk break, how to queue up music, how to use the other, was it the PC, where we can use actually Spotify and stuff to play our music. And, you know, during the summer, we can play, you know, some, like, we can start our own show like we do, like, on a radio show when we're on air. We can do Throwback Thursdays if we're on Thursdays, or we can do, you know, what's another one, Ariana? Maybe, I don't know, Friday Funk, you know, play some funky music. And
I think there was actually something who did that on the radio. Like, it was, like, probably, like, it was kind of like Taco Tuesday. Every day on Tuesday, instead of tacos, it would be music. Just, I think I remember Jacob saying something like that.
Yeah, maybe.
Not sure, though.
I mean, yeah, we could do Taco Tuesday, like, having, you know, Latin music. I know, listen, Jacob, it's not racist, okay? It's, you know, us Mexicans like tacos, and what can you eat with tacos? Music, right? We can put on some, you know, cumbias, or, you know, Bad Bunny. We can do Bad Bunny. maybe, I don't know, just, we could do a lot of things, and having, you know, what is it, Ariana? How many times do we have, how many times are we on air, like, a month?
I think we're on air twice a month.
Yeah, that's not really much experience for us, because we are limited. And some students, I'm not saying who they are, but I'm saying some students don't really take it seriously and don't really, like, you know, do what they're supposed to be doing, Jacob, you know. But I'm not going to say who, Jacob, but I think you might know. But
hey, let's not put anyone down now.
No. I'm just saying, Ariana, that I feel like we put effort as well, and they don't really, like, want to have that experience. But, I mean, at the same time, we do our own show. We talk about our own things. We announce our own things. We talked to Jacob about it, too, about Latin music as well. And he was supportive of it, too. And, you know, that's why I like Jacob as well. Is that he lets us do our own thing on the radio, meaning we are respectful and responsible, and we don't say any cuss words, or else I'm going to have to pay a really, really, really expensive bill or fine. So, or go to jail. But, I mean, you know, Jacob can give us the green light on doing things. And he's, Jacob, you're an awesome, amazing teacher. I enjoy your classroom. I enjoy your class. You know, I just love being a KPPS student. But, I mean, what about you, Ariana? What do you think that if we had more time and more time on air and opportunities, because, I mean, other things that we could talk about as well on our show. I mean, my ideas would be, like, having, you know, Latin music, like I said, on Tuesdays, or throwbacks, like having Dr. Dre, Eminem, you know, some old head music. You know, just having those people around us, and those rappers and stuff would bring back people and want other people from the 80s or 90s or whatever that, you know, the old head music is from. They would want to come to KBPS. They would want to turn it on, be like, oh, okay, Throwback Thursday, let's go, Oscar and Ariana. They play the throwback music, and yeah, they just jam out in their car, do what they can, and, you know, Ariana, just jam out to the throwbacks, right?
Yeah, and I feel like a lot of people would, like, want different types of music, like, one day this, one day that, one day this, and then it's like, actually, we're going to have our own little, like, I guess you could say, like, mini show on KBPS. And we have this whole playlist of just Mexican music. Cumbia, banda, sad, happy, reggaeton, like, everything you can think of. And unfortunately, we just really couldn't play it because of, like, how we had to multitask. And, like, you know, like, if there's students in the room, like, we can't really, like, hey, you know what, do this, right? So it was, like, what we were wanting to do was every day that we were on air, we wanted to play Spanish music. Because I feel like a lot of people want to hear different types of music. And, like, yeah, like, you know, there's rock, we can play all these types of different music. But I feel like Mexican music would give it a little bit of a spice.
Yeah, and mostly, like, people, you know, Mexican people might want to listen to KBPS as well, or Latin people want to listen to it. And with these categories that you said, like cumbia and all this stuff, you know, there's certain, maybe there's a party going on and they want to, you know, they have a cookout with the familia and they turn on the radio and, you know, they start having fun and they listen to that KBPS radio station and they support us. Maybe they can call us, maybe there's a special announcement they want us to say in Spanish, and, you know, me and you can make that happen, just saying it and shouting out someone in Spanish and having this, like different cultures coming through and the Spanish culture and community coming together and telling us, like, hey, we really enjoy your stuff, and I told my cousin about it, and their cousins told my cousins about it, and my sister told me, and, you know, stuff like that. It just continues the cycle and grows, you know, I feel like the more cultures you bring in, the more people you bring in, you know, and the more views and the more support and the more everything is just a whole lot better. You know, I feel like that should happen. I mean, that can also be in SummerSound as well, you know. You know how people like to go out, go to the beach maybe. I mean, I don't know if they still bring a radio, but, you know, for those people that, you know, want to drive to the beach, or maybe you have a road trip to Seaside or something, or, you know, you have that good, you know, Spanish Latin music in the background while you're driving, and, you know, listening to cumbias while you drive and thinking about the Coronas you're going to drink and stuff. But, I mean, yeah, you're going to a whole lot to do there with that category of just Summer Sound or our, you know, show that we can do it for the Latin community.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like one thing I would say is, like, what if, like, every Tuesday the same group goes on air, like, during lunch after school, like, you know, different, you know, like, times. But, like, what if every day there's a group of kids? Like, let's say, for example, us. It's just you and me, right? It's just you and me. But then writing is with Fernando and I believe it's Oscar. And, like, they are on different days, right? What if Jacob was to make the group smaller with more people? So then every day is like, hey, you know what? I want to play Mexican music every Tuesday. I want to play rock every Wednesday. I want to play R&B every Thursday. Like, different categories, you know? I feel like that would give KVPS a little bit of spice. Because, like how you said it, I can tell my cousin, hey, you know what? Every Tuesday at 3:30, 7, there is Mexican music. You should listen to it. Give me feedback. Let me know what songs you want, everything, you know? And then that cousin will tell another cousin. And a cousin will tell a friend. And a friend will tell a friend. A friend will tell a parent. And a parent will be like, hey, you know what? I'm gonna go tell my whole neighborhood who are Mexican. You know, so it would be a good idea too about that as well.
I mean, yeah, I mean, I don't know. Jacob, I hope we gave you a few ideas, and you know, it's been a fun and amazing, you know, 2 years with you. Hopefully, you know, you don't stop teaching radio broadcast. I hope to see you when I'm like maybe 22 or old head. Come back and, you know, come visit you with Ariana too, and maybe, you know, when me and Ariana have kids, you know, we could bring up our children and say, this is Jacob. I mean, I don't know.
Imagine our own kids go to Benson and their teacher is Jacob.
Yep. If my kids act up, you better call me up and, you know, we'll fix that problem, you know. But I mean, Jacob, thank you so much for everything you've done for this community. Thank you, everything. Thanks for, like, you know, keeping us on our feet, making sure we do the right thing, and, you know, just having a really supportive teacher means a lot. And, you know, you mean a lot to me and to Ariana. And I want to say a final thank you and goodbye, and thank you for all those things that you've done with us, partying and all whatnot. You're amazing and thoughtful person, and you're one of one, Jacob. You're one of one. Anything else you want to say, Ariana? Just our final goodbye.
Yeah, I want to say, like, thank you, Jacob, for, like, everything you've done. And, like, for sure, I will be back. We will try and be back to see Tech Show at the new Benson. But I also want to say thank you for everything, you know, everything you've done, everything you accomplished, or everything you pushed yourself to do. You know, keep doing what you're doing. Yeah, and just thank you for everything, you know. And one thing I will always remember was the day that you were on the table and you broke the lamp. I will never forget that. Oscar were eating.
Yeah, we won't tell anyone, Jacob, but yeah, we will for sure remember that for the rest of our lives. But
we're not snitches, but we will remember that.
Yeah. Thank you, Jacob.
Thanks.
This has been Ariana.
And Oscar.
And this is our final project.
Teufel in mir drin, durch die ganze Nacht. Frag mich, warum denk ich so viel nach. Gift in meinen Adern, doch ich nimm noch mehr. Und ich mach noch weiter, auch wenn es noch schadet. Mir stehen Lodi und ich fühl mich frei.
If you'd like to support the Student Hour, please consider donating to our program at kbps.am and donating to our sponsors, Portland Radio Project. Your support of PRP helps programs like the Student Hour stay on the air. For more information, go to prp.fm and click on the big red heart.
The Student Hour, highlighting student voices from around Portland and beyond. The Student Hour is powered by AM 1450 KBPS broadcasting students at Benson High School. Full episodes of The Student Hour are available on our website, kbps.am. On air since 1923, KBPS is the voice of the Portland Public Schools. Thanks to our supporters, Portland Radio Project, KBU Community Radio, and thanks to our listeners like you. This concludes our episode for today. For AM 1450 KBPS, I'm Joe Anderson. Thanks for joining us.